L'asid lavo in the future, says the Chavetz Chaim in Shmir Saloshin Shar Zachir Perikhes, Shir number 60. Yoisim Yizim Atzin B'medrash, I got this bracious. The Chavetz Chaim brings a medrash from Medrash Rabbah. L'asid lavo in the future, Akom Misrapin. Everyone will be healed from their illnesses, except for one. The nachosh emis rape. The nachosh, the snake, will not be healed. What does it mean the snake will not be healed? Did you ever hear of the snake being sick? What does it mean the snake will not be healed? Well, originally, it's a fact. It's not just maybe this, that. No, it's a fact. The snake had legs. The snake had arms. The snake was able to speak. Remember years ago, when I was a teenager, it was like this traveling, I don't know what it was called, a kosher zoo, I don't know what it was called. And he came and we had, gave you snakes that you could touch and look at and put around you. And they showed you two spots. I felt it, you see it. Two spots in the top part of the snake and the bottom part of the snake. Can't tell you for sure. I mean, there was a frum place, they're coming around, different schools, yeshivas. And they say, this would make sense. This would be the arms coming out from here, and this would be the legs. But there's two places on the top of the snake and the bottom of the snake that's left in every snake and the snakes. That's something you can feel it, you can see it. So the Medrash says, everyone's going to be healed except for the nachash, except for the snake. The snake will not get his legs back, will not get his feet back, will not get his ability to speak. Just like the Nachash says, the Medrash will not have a refuah. So too, in the future, a person who takes up the trade of the Nachash, who speaks Lashon Hara like the Nachash spoke Lashon Hara, this person will not be healed either. This person will fall in the same situation as the Nachash. And he brings a pasuk in Kehelis, which you've seen numerous times. Perik Yud pasuk Hey. Im Yishach HaNachash B'li Lachash. If the snake will bite because it wasn't even charmed, in other words, it wasn't being provoked, Ein Yisrin L'Bal HaLoshein, there's no hope for the one who speaks Lashon Hara. Ein Yisrael Nabal Lashon Hara. We see over here, very powerful, scary medrash, that a person takes the trade, and if I may say, the footsteps of the Nachash, that the Nachash does not have any feet anymore, this person's end will be the same. Let's just see one short little more medrash. He says here, Yisab medrash perik, medrash rabba parshas vayera. Amar b'levi. Lo'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitel es oivdei k'chav mazol samaridin l'gehenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future will take the idol worshippers, the oivdei avodah zarah, and throw them into gehenim. V'oimer lehem, and Hashem will say to them, Lama yisim koinsim es banai. Why did you oppress my children? Ve'heinayim loy mehem, o vehem hayubayin va'im loshen hara isha chaveray. And they will reply back to Hashem. The oivdei avodah zarah, the oppressors of Klal Yisrael, those who cause a soros. There's a rise of anti-Semitism in the world. I'm sure you've heard this. So, mistakenly, people point fingers and say, oh, it's that Russia, and it's this Russia. They're just the pawns. They're just the pawns. We see this very clearly over here. This might not be sit well with everyone who hears what I'm about to say, but the Chavetz Chaim is saying this. That in the future, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish these people who oppress Klal Yisrael, they're going to say back, and Hashem says, what did you do this for? And they're going to say back, The fault is theirs, says the Medrash. They spoke Lashon Hara about each other. So then Hashem will take both. Those Oivdei Avodah Zarah, those who did idolatry, and those who spoke Lashon Hara, and throw them to the pit of Gehenim together. What's the Medrash telling us? You see quite clearly. What's the reason? What's the cause? What's the understanding behind there's this sinus chinam? There's this anti-Semitism, as we call it? He's saying it right here very clearly. It's Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara awakens. This anti-Semitism is there from Har Sinai. Lomar Nikra Shema Har Sinai. Sinai. Why is it called Sinai? Because when we received the Torah at Har Sinai, Yarda Sinah Lo'olam, hatred came to the world. When we received the Torah at Har Sinai, hatred came to the world. So the hatred is going to be there. That's for another time to elaborate on that. The hatred will be there. The question is, what will arouse the hatred? What will permit the hatred to show its ugly face? Says the Medrash, it's our Lashon Hara that we speak about each other. When we speak Lashon Hara about each other, we permit, we open the doorway for this anti-Semitism to show its ugly face.